It's Friday, December 30th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview. In 5 minutes, I'm Adam McManus. The battle against ISIS in Mosul, Iraq continues with Iraqi troops advancing on several fronts yesterday. The Worldview spoke to Drew Privett of Samaritan's Purse, a ministry there on the front lines. He says they found the most needy refugees in Iraq.
In the end, it's basically we try to decide where our efforts will have the greatest impact, both meeting physical and spiritual needs. You know, what activities are most needed and most impactful?
Drew shared an incredible story of how the ministry to the refugees has borne fruit.
One recent story is in a camp in Iraq. We provide some trauma counseling, and we have a trauma counselor there on staff, and she was supposed to go visit a lady in a tent, and this tent had a number on it. And so she's driving out to this tent. This camp is very expansive. It's just acres and acres and tent after tent after tent. Well, the lady had written her tent number down wrong. And so our counselor drove up to the wrong tent. And when our counselor got out, a woman came running from the wrong tent, the tent that she wasn't originally intended to go, and the woman was covered in gasoline. This woman's situation was so dire. She was about to commit suicide by burning herself to death. And the Holy Spirit had placed our counselor at that very moment at the right place to intervene.
Zhang Kai, Christian human rights lawyer in China, disappeared after being called into a police office in Mongolia on December 27th. China Aid reports that his family does not know his whereabouts. They are praying for his safe return. Kai is known for being a bold advocate for Christians in China, having been imprisoned before in 2015. The United States government has imposed sanctions on Russia for what they are calling, quote, election tampering, unquote. They are expelling 35 Russian operatives from the country. Russia is reportedly considering a response. President Barack Obama is making a last-ditch effort of federalizing more land under the national parks. The Bears Ears National Monument will now control some 1.5 million acres, and another 300,000 acres is going to the Gold Butte National Monument in Nevada. By the numbers, here's a look at 2016. The federal debt now stands at $20 trillion, up $1.4 trillion over the previous year, up $10 trillion since President Obama took office. Since the death of Cuban dictator Fidel Castro, very little has changed in the country, especially since his brother Raul became president back in 2008 due to Fidel's sickness. Life News reports that, quote, if anything is to change for the better in Cuba, it will need to come through a shift in the hearts and minds of Cuban citizens, starting with the church that has been ravaged since the Castro regime first began in 1959, unquote. The Worldview spoke with Mark Nicholson, director of Passion Life Ministries, about his recent visit to Santiago, Cuba, on the southern tip of the island, where they led 4 training sessions of pastors and 1 youth rally reaching 450 people.
Passion Life Ministries was invited to come down to Cuba in November and work with area pastors to come in and hear a presentation on what we call the Gospel of Life, a biblical presentation of what the scriptures say concerning life and how God sees it.
Nicholson said the eyes of these pastors were opened to what God's word says about life, the shedding of innocent blood, and God's forgiveness. He addressed the shockingly high 60% abortion rate in Cuba.
As far as abortion rates in the world, the highest numbers are coming out of Asia. That makes sense with the population of China. But as far as the highest abortion rates per capita, the indications are that the Caribbean and Latin America have the highest abortion rates in the world. Cuba, being the leader of all those countries in the highest abortion rates per capita. What we're finding, I think, in Cuba is just a low value of life and an attitude that abortion is just another means of contraception. We ran into very few Cuban women in the church where we were who had themselves experienced fewer than 3 abortions. It's very, very common for people to abort 2, 3, 4, sometimes we heard of 8 or 9 abortions. This is married women. This is people within the church. This is people from outside the church.
Nicholson told The Worldview that the pro-life training of Passion Life whet the Cuban Christians' appetite to start crisis pregnancy centers.
There are crisis pregnancy centers on the ground in Cuba, but they're few and far between. Where we went and did our training, immediately people within the church wanted two things. They wanted follow-up training, both in post-abortive counseling, grief counseling, crisis counseling, and they also wanted to learn how can we as a church serve the people around us by setting up some sort of crisis intervention center for pregnant women to come to.
Psalm 51:14 says, "Deliver me from blood guiltiness, O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your righteousness." Americans are playing games. Video game sales worldwide topped $91 billion, of which $34 billion was spent by Americans. Total box office receipts were $11 billion, about the same as last year. Simultaneously, Gallup's church attendance percent dropped to 36% last year from 42% in 2009. The American fertility rate was the lowest ever, 62.3 births per 1,000 women, according to the CDC, and the average life expectancy has reached 79. Psalm 90, verse 12 says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." WorldNet Daily reports of two homosexuals claiming to be married who came under investigation by police for sexually abusing little boys from an elementary school in St. Paul, Minnesota. One of the homosexuals was a teacher at the school, Lincoln Center Elementary. The police had collected a great deal of evidence over 4 months, and after the news went public, the two died in a murder-suicide. The Regnerus study on homosexuality, sponsored by the University of Texas, found that children living in homes with self-professed homosexuals are 10 times more likely to be sexually abused. Well, Jesus did say, "A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire." Matthew 7:18-19. Miraculously, a little baby girl born on Christmas Eve survived after being thrown into a Walmart trash can by her own mother, reports WBRZ-TV in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Firefighters performed CPR on the little girl in the bathroom before rushing her to the hospital. After reviewing surveillance video and interviewing witnesses, her mother was reportedly arrested on the same day and will be charged. We thank God the child's life was saved. And that's The Worldview on this Friday, December 30th, in the year of our Lord, 2016. As we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ this season, remember The Worldview in your Christmas giving. You can make a donation online at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.